Okay, we are learning the beginning to Tafif Tesvavim and Aleph. B'nei Chayru, B'nei Bris, B'nei Chayru L'mutei Avadim, B'nei Bris L'mutei Avik Echavim. We have what is supposedly a Chiddush, that in Dinei Maminis, Avadim and Oivdek Echavim are Pasul Aedis. B'tzricha, and each is a Chiddush, Yesh B'in Anevim, Mishim Deim L'yachas. Of course he's Pasul Aedis. So this Gemara is a bit of a plea. Why would I think in Masechta Sanhedrin, Goyim and Avadim Apostle Eidus, why would I have any Havamina that in Dinei Mamin a Goy is Kashal Eidus? That's the issue that we have to deal with. And there's a Rosh here. The Rosh is bothered by this. And the Rosh offers two terutzim. The first, I don't understand because I don't know what it means. Things you don't understand, still know what it means, it's hard to talk about. The second, we know what it means, and there is what to talk about. The Rosh says the following. At the end of Simon Yates, it's just a few lines in the narrow lines where it gets narrow. B'nei Chayru b'nei Bris l'mutei Avadim v'aydei Kechavim. Nisal k'day techamina. What's the habamina? So his first pshat is Nisal k'day techamina d'le'inyin nizakin roi l'hamin l'chol adam k'day sheyishtalim l'nizik d'mei nizkai. So that line and a half is it's missing something. It doesn't have enough information to be a teretz. Sakecha, I would think, l'ni nizikin, roi l'hamin l'chaladam. I would think by nizikin we should believe everyone, k'dei sheyishtalim l'nizik t'mei nizkai, so that we can paskin that the nizik should get his money back. Why? Why would I think? I don't know.
Okay, something
that someone saw, and it could have been a guy, and not like ishas or other things, which is the halakha of thing where you need to make kashmir from Sweden.
This is
if someone murders someone, or if someone kidnaps someone, but there's no havamina. That's not nezet. So you can tell me Einshei Bezdin. Oh, but this is also English. Bezdin's passing, you have to pay. I mean, I would think the issue of Eidus is the issue of Nemanus. A certain level of Nemanus. And Evan and Guy don't have that level. If they don't have that level of Nemanus, so then why the Gabi Mamin would I think they do have that level of Nemanus? So it obviously needs a little more explanation. No?
It's like a guna.
What?
And a guna, we believe Isha or Erecha, because maybe that's by that sort of a case happened. And the only way to sort of...
In a guna, we say we're stuck. Yeah, but by a guna, there's really a reason. Everyone thinks that by a guna, we trust even Erecha, because it's a tragedy that someone should be in a guna. But Chazal say a reason. Chazaka that Isha daiko minsava, Gemara says. Chazaka that a woman is not going to remarry unless she looks into it. So we have a chazaka shtakamintzah, but that's why we're mekel. But it's time to be mekel every case of nizakin. By nefashis, it's pure punishment. And here,
it's
a gain for the other person.
He's saying that we want to get something for the nizak.
I would think that the Torah lowers the threshold of Nemanis, that even a smaller Nemanis is believed for money. I would think for care. Well, someone's gaining money. There's a reason to think that someone is saying false Eidus. Someone's being paid off to say false Eidus because someone's making money on this. But no one's making money, less likely that they're no?
But talk about honest people.
Honest guy. See, alright, maybe that's tough, but it depends on why don't we believe a guy? Is it because they're not Neman, because of the lack of Nemanis? Or is it because it's the Xerzakasov that you have to be a Yid? If it's lack of nemanis, then it's hard to see why here it should be different. If it's stamig zeres hakasa, so maybe you're right. So maybe then a guy was a neman. If they look, if the guy was over on stealing, he's not neman anyway. Who am I?
So
what way do we lower it?
You want a person to pay back home, is that way, you know, he's not punished for it, right? So since we lowest maybe with regards to Adis as well, so that way a person can come and pay.
No, but he can pay himself, he doesn't need Adis. If he wants to do tshuva, he can pay, remember?
Into the situation, tshuva, no?
And Malchus, if he's going to get Malchus, why don't we force him into it to get Malchus into tshuva?
Don't we say that Malchus is easier for a person to pay up as an answer?
It is easier. Is that kind of a tshuva? Maybe you're right. I mean, all I'm saying is that whatever the reason is, it's missing in the words in the first teretz of the Rosh. I was thinking, I don't know if I'm right either, because the Lashon doesn't say, but the Rambam's Lashon is something to the effect that by Nezikin, Avodim and Goyim are more Shkiach around the animals, around the behemoths, than the Yidden. Like nowadays, all the Jewish bosses hired the Mexicans to take care of the animals. The Yidden weren't so shchiach doing the dirty work. So Rambam says that the Havamin is, since Avodim and Goyim are more often actually physically involved with the behemoths, I would think to believe them. Again, why would I think to believe them? Just because they're there more often. So what came to my mind, I don't know if it's right, but we do find such a thing that a chaya, meaning a midwife, a chaya is believed to say whose child is whose, even though she's pasul eidus and she's one person. But Chazal gave nemanis to a chaya on the baby because she's the one that's there. There's a similar din that Chazal gave nemanis to a meicher to say who he sold something to. Two people say, you sold it to me. So the meicher has an emanis to say, I sold it to him. The reason that we gave such an emanis is not really in the din Torah, that it's a din edis. It's just because that's the function of the way things work. We believe a chaya, we believe a meicher. There's a third, I forgot what the third one is. The third area where they gave their money to someone because that person is usually the one there b'shas ma'is. So that's the Torah said Yakir, Allah says l'pishnayim, that the father has certain amanis on the son. Okay, so maybe that's the habamina, that since who's shchiach among the behemoths, the eish, the bar, who's doing the work out in the field. So maybe that's the pshat in the first half of the rush. Either way, the first half of the rush is missing the. Any reason, whether the reasons you offered or I'm offering, there's something missing in the first Hezber of the Rosh. But he's saying there's some reason that I would think to trust them. Then he says, Inami. A second shot. The Sharshal Nachri, Shenogach, the Sharshal Yisrael, the Aimatim and the Nachri elevate them. Or he says, no, we're talking about a Goyish Behema, a Goyish Behema, that did damage. So here I would take a think that Nidin is a guy. So if Goyish Eidim are saying Eidis that this guy's behema did damage, then so there I would think to believe Goyim. So Kamash Malah that even to be Mechayev a guy, you also need Eidei Yisrael. As Ushtayta on Rosh, and this is Chiddush LaHalacha that if a guy is mazik you, that you need Eidei Yisrael to be Mechayiv. Now, this Rosh is for me a very big problem, and I'll try to explain why. If you ever have a din Torah with a guy, he's probably not going to go to Bezdin, right? If you have a sichsuch with a guy, it's most likely he's not going to go to Bezdin. It's most likely he'll take you to court, or you'll have to take him to court, which is even mutter. Torah doesn't say you can't take a guy to court. Eilam mishpatim mishatasim lufneim v'lo lufnei arbois. There's a din by two yidden who have a din Torah. A yidden, a guy. You're allowed to go to goyish court. There's no problem. There's a gemara on Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. that says the following halacha. Yisrael v'knani, the Gemara says knani onas. Kufi Gimel Amid Aleph, about six lines up. Yisrael v'knani onas, the word onas was put in for the censors. It means Yisrael and a guy. Shabol adin. A yid and a guy come to a din tire. That's why they agree to go to a Jew. Jewish best. Listen to what it says. Imate yochel is zakeu b'dinei Yisrael zakeu. The yonim are sitting there. If they see that they follow the rules of the dinei mamonis of the Torah, the yid will win. The yid wins. This is our din. Yesing us for psak. That's our psak. B'dinei kananim. Let's say the yid could win b'dinei goy. In other words, let's say the yid will lose in din Torah. Let's say yid is going to have the yid would have to pay the guy al pi dina de shulchan aruch, but not al pi dina guy. Zakeu va'amalai kach dinchem. Let him win, and if not, and you tell him kach dinchem. That means when you have a din Torah between a yid and a guy, the Beis Din has a right to say that we want to go with the Goyish entire rules if those Goyish rules are better for the Jew. And that's the halacha. That's, I don't know why it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought in Rambam. This halacha that when you come to a dintaira in front of a Beis Din, and it's a dintaira between a yid and a guy, Beis Din has a right to choose the Tavis Yisrael. Either to go with Dinei Gai or to go with Dinei Yisrael. Well, they'll do whatever is better for the yid. So, Freki Amshel Shloima here in Agamara, that this rush is Saiser Yene Gemara. This the rush is saying that when you have a Gai, what's this case? Behema Shel Gai that kicked Behema Shel Yisrael, and the only witnesses are Gaiim. So it's no good. Agamara is telling us that's the chiddush of Agamara. You need Jewish witnesses to be today a guy whose behemoth was mazik a yid. But that's not true. We should tell the guy, b'dinchem goyim are believed. And here we have two goyim that are saying your behemoth was mazik a yid, so you have to pay. Shoshal nachri shenava shoshal Yisrael. You know, not mitzi. And what would happen to you if you had two witnesses that a guy is driving a car and he hit your car? So you have two Gaisha witnesses. You can't take the Gaisha witnesses and go b'dineim. The Rosh says you can't. The Rosh says you need Eidim b'nei Chayrin, b'nei Bris, in order to be teveya from a guy.
It's not like it should be totally a Pesach is Kosa Bosa.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So the that's what Yamshu Shlomo says. Good. The Yamshu Shlomo answers to be mechalek. You're answering the kasha, but it still comes out like a very strange halacha. What Yamshu Shlomo answers is that there's a difference between being teveya from a guy and not paying a guy. The Gemara on Kufi Gimel is talking with the guy is Tevea the Yid. The Yid is the Nitva. So if the Yid is the Nitva, if you can get out of paying him by going Lufi Dinehem, if you go Lufi the Gai Shadinim, the Yid will be off the hook. So we tell the guy, listen, I'm going with your rules, and I'm off the hook. Masha'enken, our Rosh is talking with your Teveya, you want to take away from the guy. You want the guy to pay. For the guy to pay, you can't be Maitzi Mamin unless it's Lefi Dinei Taira. You can't just go to a guy and tell him to give me money. Lefi Dineichem. I want it to be Lefi Dinei Taira. So Zakti Amshu Shleimah, that's Kavanos HaRosh. When you're coming to Pata the Yid, you're allowed to say, I want to pater the yid because the figayisha laws he's pater. When you're coming to me, mighty mama, from a guy, then you have to go with Jewish law. What's the svara to that?
What's the fresh of Kasa Hosa? It doesn't make them not familiar with what it's called.
The Gemara says the Ferish of Kasa
Vasa. There are two of the Kasa Vasa. It doesn't make
enough. So, and Hafkasa Vasa is always more cow.
It's
always more cow. To be Mafkia, Hafkasa Vasa is always more cow. That means a guy owes you money. To get away from paying the guy is always more cool a dick than to steal from a guy, which is Aser. So that's the Svara for this Mahavach. So that could well be pshat in the Rosh. The Rambam, however, when he brings the halacha of Daf Kuf Yud Gimel in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Yud Halach Yud Beis, he brings the din. He does not say Hafkas Avasa. He says any din Torah between a guy and a yid, if it's Latavis Yisrael Dineinu, we go Lefi Dineinu. If it's Tavis Yisrael Dineyam, we go Lefi Dineyam, and finished. He's not Mechalik. As a matter of fact, he doesn't bring the Lashon Hafkas Avasa anywhere in the Rambam. Bechlal. And the Nitziv says that it's Mashma from the Rambam, that the Rambam argues with this Rosh Yamsha Shleima, with this whole Cheshbon, and that the Yamsha Shleima is here on our Sugya and Simen Mem Aleph. The Nitziv is on Daf Kufi Gimel, is over there. And the Nitziv says from the Rambam it seems that the Rambam holds that in all cases it could be Maitzi from a guy, Momin, Lefi Dineyam. Which is fine, because the Rambam, as I told you, holds like the first teretz of the Rosh. The Lashon HaRambam is like the first teretz of the Rosh. He doesn't say we're talking about a guy, a guy's behemah. He says the other teretz, that since goyim are more shchiach among animals, I would have to have a mina to believe goyish eidim. So the Rambam holds like the first teretz of the Rosh. The Rosh himself brings the second teretz, which means the Rosh himself holds, like there's the Yamsha Shleim is Masber, that you need Eidei Yisrael in order to be Maitzi Mamin from a guy, a Pella. A Pella, how are we gonna function in the United States if we were passed like this Rosh? In order for you to be able to be Maitzi Mamin, you need Eidei Yisrael and Dinei Yisrael to be Maitzi Mamin. Huh? Is Al Gemara talking about Dine Bezdin? I mean, maybe Al Gemara is only talking if you go to Bezdin. If you'd be smart, you won't go to Bezdin. Kofi Gimel is talking in Bezdin. Here, talking in Bezdin, Dafka. It says you leave
the
Chayim and
the
Bris.
The judge there
you know, the judge is not forcing you to take the money. If you don't want to take the money, you know, have a good day. He's not forcing you to bring your witnesses. If you bring your witnesses, you bring your witnesses.
Why should a guy agree to
all this? Why should a guy? Well, and in the particular case, well, the case on Kuf Yud Gimel, the guy's going to a Yiddish court. I don't know why he's going. Today, the guy wouldn't go to a Yiddish court. The guy might go if he knows in Jewish law it's better for him. He may go.
But then, otherwise,
it's not going to help him. Yeah, in fact, he may think it's better. But in our case, it's up to the Yid. The Yid is the Teveya. And L'chayra, in our case, the guy is going to gain. If the guy, the Rosh is saying that the guy is going to win, because guy is your witnesses on that Neman for this particular sechsoch, for this particular entire. Guy is your witnesses on that Neman for this ruling. Yeah, but I wonder. I don't know. How do you learn this Rosh? Could a yid go to our kais and bring two goyish witnesses and be tevei the mazik guy? I understand, but the Rosh is saying pshat na gemara, the yidin bnei chayv bnei bris to be tevei from a guy.
In the
Bezdin. Oh, so who said that?
Mishnah.
Well, how does the Mishnah say in the Bez? You mean the words of Fnei Bezdin mean only if you have a Fnei Bezdin, then you need B'nei Chai B'nei Bris. And if Fnei Bezdin came with Mutei Bezdin Shalom Hadyaitis. Telling you when you have a Din Torah, you need Bezdin Shalom Hadyaitis, and you need Eidim B'nei Chai B'nei Bris. And the Mishnah is certainly true that you need Eidim B'nei Chai B'nei Bris and Bezdin. Look, I'll tell you the way the Amshar Shleim understands, and then we'll... There's a question of Pshat in the Gemara in Kofi Gimel. When a guy and a Yid come to Bezdin, and Bezdin is thinking, there the Yid is there, the guy is to bear the Yid. A guy comes in, he says, the Yid owes me money. So Bezdin thinks, Bezdin says, let's see, does the Yid owe him money? If Alpi Din Torah, he's Potter. They say he's his Potter. If Alpi Din Torah, he's Chayiv. And Alpi Dine Akum, he's Potter. If Alpi Dine Akum, he's Potter. Then Bezdin will paskin Potter. What's the Hezber in that? When Bezdin says, let's use Goyisha law, let's use secular law for this disagreement. Is that right? Or is that a way of stealing from Guy and just have Kos Avasi, allow us to steal from Guy? Or is it really right? I have a right. You know, the halacha is, if I'm a nitva, if you're teve'ami, I could choose the best. That's the din. If you're teve'ami, you want to go to this best, and I can say, no, I want to go to that best. The nitva has a right to choose the best. So the case over there, the yid is a nitva. So the Gemara is saying the Nitva could choose, I want to do it al Pidinei Torah, I want to do it al Pidinei secular law. Now, how do you understand that Gemara? Do you understand that Gemara that it's correct? That's the way the rule should be. The Nitva could choose secular law or Dinei Torah. Or do you understand that Gemara? No. Really, everything's supposed to be al Pidinei Torah. Since you're allowed to steal from a guy through Afkas Havasai, so you could fabricate an excuse by saying, I want secular law, and I'm going to be off the hook. How do you learn the Gemara? Anybody learn the Gemara? How do you understand the Gemara? You understand that that's Taka Yosher? That's Taka Yosher. The Nitva could say, I want to go with this type of law, I want to go with this type of law. What do you understand? It's a type of Gezalakum, which is Mutter. That you can tell the guy a baloney story, you tell him, listen, I want to go with secular law, and I'm off the hook. How do you understand the Gemara?
On the middle in the Rambam.
What?
The fence points the Rambam will point
that one up. Okay. According to the Rambam is Zicha saying that that's Yashin. The Rambam learns, and that's why I would understand. That's Yashin, it's right. You want to be today on me? I have to go to Jewish law? I can go to secular law. It's a Din Torah to go in a Yid. I'm not mechuyev to go with Dinei Torah. I can go with secular law.
The reason I'll tell you that is because the Rambam can't be going to the Gemara in love.
Born all about
Kishon, Rama
can't be going with that. Doesn't pass like that. Doesn't
bring, yeah.
Whole
reason
why it says, I've got the boss,
it's
close to that one. And Rama's talking about even that
about
the boss. So there's no
hechach.
Come on,
to
have
Kos Avasai. You can't come on that one either. Okay, which is good. It's the Rama Taka. It does not drink. It's okay,
the question is the Imlav in Akifin, or is the first step also a type of Akifin? If this doesn't work, we try something else. But this thing itself, is it a glot thing that if I could choose secular law or Jewish law, or it's not?
The Gemara says, by what I've caused all of us. The Gemara says, Pasha, I feel a little bit of this. The Gemara says the whole thing. It says, Elam or Rabbah, I've caused all of us.
Yeah, the Rambam doesn't pass in that way. The Rambam doesn't pass in Bechlal, I've caused all of us. The Rif also. What does it say?
It says
Shulchan Aruch. Rambam doesn't bring up a chlal. So the it seems that the Rambam holds it's Yashir. The Amshar Shleima says in the Kavanas HaRosh that it's not Yashir. It's a trick. Really, it should go by Dinei Torah. Really, Karbishmaya Galia, if you have a sichsuch with a guy, really, it should work with Dinei Torah. Since there's a halacha that you're allowed to fool a guy by Efkos Halvasai, this is a type of fooling the guy by saying, I want to go with your dinim. I want to go with secular law, and therefore I'll be off the hook. That's what Yamsha Shleimer says. And in Mela, the whole rush makes sense. Since the whole thing is just a trick, a way of getting the guy, so to speak, so when the guy is Tevea Yid, the Yid's a Nitva, so you have a right. You can say, I want to go with secular law. But when you want to be mighty from a guy, you're not allowed to take money from a guy, Shalai Kadin. So for you to take money for the guy, it needs Alpi Dinei Torah. As I state in Yamsha Shleimer. Now, I would think, Chas V'Shalom, that we should pass them like this Yamsha Shleimer. It's going to make major problems in Dinei Mamonis. It's going to make problems because in Dinei Mamonis it always happens. You have to, when you have business affairs with other Goyim, and you're going to need everything you have to prove, you're going to need two from Yidden to say Eidus. It just doesn't work that way. Things don't work that way. So I'm assuming that if I'm learning the Yamsha Shleimer, right, if the Yamsha Shleimer means the Dafka by Nizikin, maybe. But the way I understand the Yamsha Shleimer, that he's saying by everything, that really going with secular law is just a trick, that's not really Kedin. And he seems to say it's a type of Gezel Akum, which is mutter in the case of Havkas Havasai. So then this is this Yamsha Shleimer, which means this rush is a Chiddush Atzum. The Gemara now becomes the Kasha was that the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? Of course you need B'nei Chai B'nei Bris. Suddenly this becomes too big a Chiddush to even that we should allow such a Chiddush. It's a mind-boggling thing to say, like the way the Yamsha Shleimer learns the rush, that it's a Ikar Adin, that you can only be Maitzi Mamin through Dinei Yisrael from a guy. I don't know. It's a two-way street. If the guy wants to be Tevea for me, yeah, I don't mind that. If the guy wants to be Tevea, he needs B'nai Bris. Okay, that's the halacha of Havkas Havasai, that I could do it. Okay. I could live with it. But the other way around, it's just to not be able to might if you're a guy only with two kashra eidim al pidine taira. If a guy leaves a barbishus a rabbim, and my kelim get damaged, does have to go with dine Yisrael? That bar is put on kelim? A guyim? You want to? I think a person in 100 people will tell you such a thing. No. We have examples across the bar is put on kelim, that if a guy digs a bar, we're going to pat him or kelim? I'm going to be tevei him. I expect him to pay. No. So you have two choices. I mean, the way the Yamsha Shleimer is Masbet and Rosh seems to be a klal. So you have two choices. Either to say that we pass like the Rambam, which I'm not sure. Because like I said, the Shulchan Aruch leaves out that din. For some reason, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring that din of Kufiyat Gimel. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe the censors took it out. It doesn't sound right. It's not the, you know... If they gave me the honor of speaking at a law school, I wouldn't explain this particular law. That's not the one. You know, the Romans sent someone to study Dinei Yisrael. They didn't teach him this one. You know, they taught him the other ones. Because this halacha that you can go either way, the truth is, by a nitva, I could explain it. I would have no problem explaining to a guy that if you're Tevea me, I get the choice. I go by secular law or Jewish law. Because the truth is that halacha is true, even you and I have a din Torah. I could say kimli like the Rambam or kimli like the Rosh. If you're today have money for me, it's machlokes like the Rambam and the Rosh. We have the same rule. The nitva could say kimli. As long as there's a sheet in Shulchan Aruch, I could say kimli like the Rosh, kimli like the Rambam. We have such a thing that to take from a nitva, the nitva gets a choice. So to the degree that the Gemara is saying it on Kofi Gimel, I don't have that much of a problem. But comes here, so then in the case the Rosh is talking about, so then we have this disagreement. All right, so that's the ikur of the Rosh.
Why didn't the Eidim more than the Eidim?
So you're saying if it's not in Bez, then I don't need Eidim. So I'm asking to you, let's say I know that the guy was mazik me, the guy knows he was mazik me, and he wants to pay. So of course I could take money. I don't need a Bez. If you and I know what happened, and you know you are mazik me, so you pay me. We don't go to Bez. The whole Bifnei Bezdin is when I have to force them. I have to force payment. So now I have to go to Bezdin in order to force payment. So now I'm going to Bezdin. I have to bring witnesses in order to force payment. In that case, where I need the witnesses, that's where I have a hard time. Where I don't need the witnesses, time I do business with Goyim. So Goyim, they pay me, I pay them, we stay honest. But in a case where I need witnesses in order to prove something, that's where this whole sugya comes to be a problem. Now, you wanted to say that this is only in Bez Din. I'm telling you is that the Yamshe Shleima seems to say not that way. Yamshe Shleima seems to say that it's Gezel. When you take money from a guy that's you're only entitled to Api Dineyem, I think if I understand Yamshe Shleima right, he's saying that's stealing. With a guy?
Yeah.
To go to Arkois, where I lent the guy money, he doesn't pay me, so I can go to Arkois. I have no problem. I'm getting money I'm entitled to. I know I'm entitled to it. So the guy only knows because he has Gaisha witnesses. That's no problem. But when I'm going there, I only know it in the first place because the Gaisha witnesses. His behem was mazik me, I don't know. I only know because there are two Gaisha witnesses. That's where the issue comes up. When I know it's true, so I can do it. Okay. There's a tshuva in the Avnei Meluim. In the back of the Avnei Meluim, there are a handful of tshuvas printed. It's tshuva chaf dalet. The case there is a yid is teveya a goy that he owes him money, and the guy said lo haya dvar mi'aylam, that I never borrowed the money. And the Yid had an Eid Echad that he did borrow the money. He had one Eid that the guy borrowed the money, and you know, he met Tziyamam and Api Eid Echad. So they asked the Avnei Meluim what the din is in this case where it's a guy that's a Nitfa, and there's only one Eid on the Maisa. Can you be Teveya through an Eid Echad? Now you'll ask me why the guy went to Bezdin. I don't know. That was a shayla. The guy agreed to go to a Bezdin. And in the Bezdin, there was only an Eid Echad. It said the guy owes money to the Yid. So the shayla was, if the Eid Echad is enough to be Maitzi Mamun. So the Avnei Meluim writes in the Tshuva. He says, Loi mi boy, there's no shayla. If in secular law, in this country, an Eid Echad is believed. So he says, Zazicha, Bidineyam, the Tavis Yisrael, we judge Bidineyam. That's even to be mighty. He says, if in Gaiyish law, then Zichah could be mighty. What happens if even in Gaiyish law you need, in this country, wherever it was, they need two witnesses? He says, you could still be mighty from a guy, Bidineyam. Ay, how b'dineinu could you be mighty from a guy? He says a kavachaymer. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin by the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach that if they're over on the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, the chayim nisa. And the nidain the eid echad, the Gemara says. But ben Noyach on the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach is chayim nisa al pi eid echad. So after Avnei Meluim, it's a kavachaymer. Madach begufay, you could punish gufay. Beit echad b'mamayna lekoshkein. Gemara says such a kavachayma by a maser. That a maser, you let it kill him. So kavachayma, you let it take away his money if it's going to help the mice. Begufay b'mamayna lekoshkein. So he says the same thing here. The Gemara says that begufay you're allowed to take away money. So. B'gufay allowed to be done on piyed echad, but more any other koshke. As I state in the Avnei Meluim, the problem with the Avnei Meluim is our Gemara. like the Rosh. Without the Rosh, our Gemara is not talking about Gaim. Like the Rosh, our Gemara says you need Eidim and Echayim and Ebris. You need full-fledged Eidim. Pasha, that means Shnei Eidim. If you need Jewish Eidim, Pasha Pshara means Shnei Eidim. So the Kasha is that the Avim Luhim seems to ignore our Rosh, who says that you need Dine Eidim to be mighty from a guy. Alright, so I would have guessed. He's not passing it to Rosh, he's talking like the Rambam. But this is the Kasha that's asked on this Avim Luhim. Lashon HaRosh is Eim Eitziyah Min HaGoy Min HaNachri Ela Be'edim K'sherin. Does that mean two? Pasha, it means two. So the problem is that L'chayr Avni Malum has a good Kal V'chaymer. If Begufay is a B'mayna Le'koshkein, the Kal V'chaymer sounds like a good Kal V'chaymer. There's a second Kasha on the Avni Malum. The Avni Malum says Yedana Goy Be'ed Echad. The halacha is Shara Niskal needs two Eidim. That's the din of Dinei Dinei Nefashis, even though it's a Shara. To kill a Shara Niskal, you need two Eidim. And the Rambam says even a Shara Midbar, Shara Hefker, if a Shara Midbar is Mazik, you also need two Eidim. Dinei Shara Niskal is two Eidim. So, problem is, if a Shara Niskal needs two Eidim, could it be that a guy needs Eid Echad? Guy is Eid Echad and the Shara Niskal is two Eidim. You have here a guy who has, here you have a guy, he's got an animal that killed somebody and it was Mazik Mamon. So on the din of the animal we need two Eidim. On the din of the guy we might see Mamon with Eid Echad. The life of the Shara is more than the Mamon of the guy. Yeah, it's strange. Shar is Mamon Bashem. Yeah, but a guy is Mamon Bashem is the same thing as a guy is not. That's all you have to do once on that. The third kasha that's brought is from the Lashon of the Targum Unkelus. Targum Unkelus of Parshas Noach, when it says about being Dan Goyim, it says Bisahadin al Meimer Dayanaya. That it's with witnesses, al Meimer Dayanaya and the Ban al Pi Dayanim. It seems to say that. What does it say there? Whatever the pasuk is, it seems to say over there that you need two witnesses and a bezdin. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says it's enough one witness. They ask for Moshe Rabbeinu who killed the Mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. He was an Eid Echad. So what? Maybe before Mount Torah is different. Could be. So there's a truth in the Chelkis Yayav. Chelik Beis, Truva Yodalit, on this Avni Meluim, a very geshmaka mahalach, in this union of being, of whether Guy needs Eid Echad or Shnei Eidim. And it answers a number of questions, and it certainly explains the Avni Meluim. The Chelkis Yayav says that there are two dinim in Dinei B'nei Noach. There are two levels of din. One is the Gemara Sanhedrin that if an Eid Echad sees a Ben Noach be over on one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, he's allowed to kill him even without a Din Torah. Like Moshe Rabbeinu with the Mitzri. There is a Rishus Lahargoy. It's not a Chiyuv. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Mechuyuv to kill the Mitzri. There's a Rishus Lahargoy. There's a Rishus Api Eid Echad to be Dan a Ben Noach, doesn't even need Bezdin, but that's a Rishus. In Mitzvah's Bezdin, the Din on Bezdin, that's Mitzvah, Uviyata Horam Ekerbecha, the Bezdin is Mitzvah to be, to Paskin, Bezdin, to do its Chiyuv, that's always Apishtayeh. That always needs two witnesses. So, therefore, by a shar haniskal, a shar haniskal was just to kill a shar, you always have. Right? The Gemara doesn't have to talk if you have rishus to kill a shar. A shar you can kill anytime you want, if it's yours. You always can kill a shar. It's not a veira killing shvar. So we talk about a shar, we're talking about bezin's chiyuv to kill. You need two eidim. By goy, bezin's chiyuv is also apishtei eidim. To make a mitzvah, v'yartaramik or bechi, it has to be apishtei eidim. Otherwise, not mechuyev to kill. There's another din. The din of eid echad is a din of rishus. Rishai lahargai. So he says the same thing with dinei mamon. When we talk about a maisa bezdin, it needs two witnesses, even by a guy. That's our rush. You need nechay b'dei bris. When you talk about a rishus, if a yid knows al pi eid echad that he's entitled to money, he's rishai to take the money. He doesn't need two. But he won't be able to get bezdin to help him. To get bezdin to help him, bezdin works with shayenim. That's our sugya b'nechay b'dei bris. There's a level of rishus, there's a level of maisa bezdin. Maisa bezdin needs two witnesses. And not a maisa bezdin, just to be rishai to take something, that is al pi eid echad. That's the chalkas yoyev. Whether it fits into the avilum's lashon, I'm not sure. But it's a nice middle ground. And with that, he answers also. There's a halacha that if a Gemara says that if a ben noyach is over an avera, which a ben noyach is chayav misa, let's say a ben noyach eats over an achai, it's chayav misa, and he's megayer, so then he's not chayav misa anymore. You're not going to kill him. Now he's a yid. You can't kill a yid for eating over an achai. On that Gemara, which is also in Sanhedrin, there's the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says that that's all of his Megaya before the Psak Bezdin. But let's say he's Megaya after the Psak Bezdin. He ate him in a chai. He was taken to Bezdin the time that Bezdin passed in Eretz Yisrael, Chiyav Misa, and a Goy, and B'nai Noyach. Bezdin passed in Chiyav Misa. And now he's Megaya. Not going to help him. Garvo Katila and this Gaya. He's already Chiyav Misa. So even though he's Megaya, he's Taka Yid, his Chiyav Misa remains. Chiyav Misa. So the Yeska the Yad Ramah is going to turn out you could kill a Yid al pi eid echad. Because when he was a Goy is needing al pi eid echad. So Bezdin was Mechayev and Misa al pi eid echad. And now he's Megayer. Now you're killing a Yid. But you're killing him based on the Eidus of an eid echad? How could that be? The kasha to ask on the Yad Ramah. So the chalkas yayav lefi devarenu, it's good because bezdin even on a guy is not going to pass in a chi of misa without two aid. The gemara that says that you can kill al pi eid echad, you can kill a guy. That's all. If that's a rishus, the person could take the law in his own hands and kill a guy if he sees that he's over one hashem mitzvah v'nei nayach. Has nothing to do with maisa bezdin. Yad Ramah is only saying if there was a Maisa Bezdin, a Psak Bezdin, and he's Megaya later, so he's still Chayav Misa. Ayes Al Pi Eid Echad? No. Psak Bezdin is Al Pi Shnei Eidim. Psak Bezdin also always Al Pi Shnei Eidim. So this, the Yechal Kasiyayev uses to explain. Now, according to this explanation of the Rush, it would come out that our Rush is only talking about a Psak Bezdin. A Psak Al Pi Bezdin, and not if it's not a Psak Al Pi Bezdin. Because if it's not Al Pi Bezdin, then Eid Echad is good enough. That's the way it comes out. Interesting halacha. I'm saying this halacha l'maisa. I don't mean anybody should do it. But it's in Yerideya. It's not well known. In Yerideya, Simon Kufnun Ches, it says that Oivdei Kechavim Loi Mailin Umailin. What it says in Shulchan Aruch is that Oivei Kechavim, you're allowed to be moved into a bar. You're allowed to cause his death. And we understand Oivei Kechavim doesn't mean guy, it means someone who's Oivei Avodah Zarah. A guy who's Oivei on the Shabbos of the Nayah. The Machlekes, the Shach and Taz, if it's a mitzvah or a rishos. So I don't know. This halacha in api erechad in your day, it seems to say what? Kesef Mishnah says that there's no issa deraisa in killing. What he means, I don't know. No. Kesef Mishnah says that leisitzach doesn't go on gayim. That's what you mean, right? Kesef Mishnah says leisitzach doesn't go on gayim. You better watch out anyway. But it seems this idea of Moshe Rabbeinu killing the Mitzri has some mokim in halacha. Not lemaisa, but at least the halacha has some mokim. Now, akoponim. Like I said, this is a basic rush, important rush, and the Rambam seems to argue, but the rush still says it. So again, let's start the next piece of Gemara, and we'll spend a little time on it tomorrow. Hanoshim bechlal hanezek minani mili amar viud amar rav v'chein tarit ver v'shmoel omakra ish a isha ki yasim b'kol chatois ish v'akasiv isha v'ish l'chol oich shebetayra. Rather, from here we learn all Isurim that women are mechuyev in every loisaseh. If you look in Kedushin, we learn it from here. Right? Women mitzaseh is not grama the pturais, but mitzas loisaseh the mechuyaves. So that we learn from this pasuk. Tiver balazatana ela mishpatim shetasim lufneim. Oh, this week's parasha. Ishva kasev ishalish l'chadin shabatay. You look at this taisvis, the famous taisvis here. Taisvis hashetasim holds that a woman is kosher to be a dayan. That's the shita of this taisus here. You learn the taisus, you'll see taisus shita that a woman is a kosher to be a dayan. The vayro was a dayan, and taisus shita is that she's kosher. She can be a witness and she could be a dayan. Interesting thing. Hishra kasi ishalei shachadin shabatayr. V'chizker b'yesi aglili tana amakra v'heim mis isha isha ishra kasi ishalei shachadin shabatayr. Now, these are not three psukim that argue. Each one's coming for a different thing. The first one came for ancient Shabbatayra, second one for Dinim Shabbatayra, the third thing for Mises Shabbatayra. The Tzrichad Yesh Mina Kamaisa could only tell us the ancient Shabbatayra, Hasam Udachas Rachman Alek Yechad Havalek Hapar. Al Dinim, but Dinim Mamin Ishtabar Maso Matin Ishalai. What exactly I would think by Isha, I'm not sure. I think a woman who doesn't have Dinim Maso Matin, she has no dine mominis. I don't know what the havamina would be, I'm not sure. V'yashmina dinim kechetav lechiyusa. You have to be able to do business, you have to be able to live. Ava kapore ishtabar mitzvah ishtabar bas mitzvah lai. Maybe a woman is not mechuyiv in as many mitzvahs, is not mechuyiv to find a kapara. V'yashmina hanitarati, what else? Kapara and einshim, says dinim and einshim. Hanitarati hacham ishtam kapara hacham ishtam chiyusa. Ava lini katol. But for chiyuv emisa ishtabar mitzvah, a man who's mechuyev in mitzvahs, b'shalom kaifer, ishalai. So I need the third one. V'yesh bina kaifer, only tell us the third one, v'yikei b'nishama. It's so chamer. Avani ta'ati l'akei b'nishama, eim alai, tzricha. So therefore I have a tzricha, sir, to teach me that nashim are all three, ha'shayach ta'ainshin and nisis, and the ge'ah to dinim, to teach us that no women are shavim b'dinim. So that I need the Xeris HaKasim, otherwise I wouldn't know that a Isha shove it to an Ish when it comes to demon. Okay, here, in the Grach al Hashas, there's a Reb Chaim. I believe it's printed, at least in the old prints, on Bava Kamed Daf Tesvav. There's a Reb Chaim, which is, touches on the Sugya of Edom Zaymanin. What is this Gemara after the Edom Zaymanin? So you'll see the Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim is actually a Beis HaLevi. Reb Chaim, I'm sure it's true, Reb Chaim said it. They printed it in the stencils. They left out the fact that Mistomani said it instead of the name of his father. Because it's not Mistaver that he said in the Beis HaLevi without attributing it to his father. So even though he can learn it in the Grach HaLashas, it's also in the Beis HaLevi. I think it's true on the Beis. In the first Chelik of the Beis HaLevi, you see that in Aramokin. But they're not arguing, they say the same thing. And but at any rate, I'm not sure. We may have spoken it out. I mean, we had in the beginning of the year Chof Dalet Avos Nezikin. One of them was Eid Zayman. One of the 24 Avos Nezikin was Eid Zayman. So that statement that Eid Zayman was one of the Avos Nezikin seems to contradict this Grach, this Reb Chaim. And Yitzhak Hashem will see that tomorrow. I would prefer that you start the Sugya Pagan Niska tomorrow as well.